The Chafetz Chaim continues in this footnote to chapter 4 to explain a few other psukim in a similar fashion. We say every day in davening, Enei kol in Atre, Enei kol alachi saberu, the eyes of every living thing point to you, hope to you, and you give them their sustenance in proper time. So here too, the pasuk emphasizes ata, the ata noisen l'hamas achlam, and you give them their food. Meaning that Hashem alone makes his decision to provide for every living thing. Chazal say in Masechtas Tainis that three keys were never handed over to any shaliach, any proxy, or servant, or malach of Hashem. Hashem handles these three things alone. And one is the key to parnasa, to providing our needs. Hashem handles that alone. And that is why this pasuk says, Va'ata, you Hashem, alone provide us with food. Why is this? Because if Hashem would hand over the job of providing sustenance to a shaliach, to an angel, many people would end up going hungry, without food. As the pasuk says, regarding who will lead Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, Hine anochi shaliach malach lefenechem, I'm going to send an angel to lead you, and Hashem warns that do not sin, because ki lo yisa lefishachem, a malach will be unforgiving. It won't tolerate your sins. An angel is not capable of acting with mercy. An angel is strictly midas hadin. So if an angel would be in charge of providing sustenance, we would only get it if we deserve. And that's why Hashem handles providing for us alone, with an abundance of rachamim, with mercy. The next pasuk in Asherah is Paseach as yadecha umazvia l'chol chay ratzen. We daven Hashem, open your hand and satiate all living things by your will, and then we say Tzadik Hashem b'chol durachav v'chassid b'chol masav. The fact that Hashem does indeed provide for every food for every living thing is a testimony to Hashem's righteousness and His chassidus, His piousness, meaning what He does l'fnim mishuras adin. Giving us all food, though according to Midas Hadin, according to judgment, we don't deserve it. The other two keys that Hashem does not entrust to a shaliach are the keys to Techiyas HaMesim and the key to having children. And we emphasize this as well in davening, in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, when we say, Ata Gibor La'olam Hashem, you are mighty Hashem forever. Mechayim Esam Ato, and you are the one who revives the dead. Rav L'Hoshia. We repeat the word Ato twice. We're stressing the fact that Hashem alone handles reviving of the dead, and only because of this will we merit that great miracle. We continue saying, Mechalkel Chayim Echesed, you Hashem give sustenance to all life with kindness. Mechayim Esam Barachamim Rabim, and you will revive the dead with tremendous mercy. Both things, giving sustenance and reviving the dead, are both things which Hashem alone holds the key to, and both things which require great mercy, so that all living things should receive the sustenance they need, even though, according to Midas HaDin, they would not. Every night when we go to sleep, we entrust our neshamas to Hashem alone, not to any angel. B'yadcha, in your hands, afgid ruchi, I entrust my soul, my neshama, padisa isi, and you redeem us. Because we're confident, when we entrust them only to Hashem, that in His great mercy, He'll find the merit to return it to us, although we might not deserve it. As Chazal say, Hashem finds other ways to exact His judgment, so that we can have our neshamas back. Wealthy people will lose their sheep, poor people lose their chicken. Hashem takes it out in our possessions, and returns our neshamas to us. And that's the meaning of padisa. Hashem redeems, meaning that our souls are essentially property of Midas HaDin. It wants to take its due of judgment. And Hashem buys us back through finding other methods of punishment and giving us another chance. And this is what we say in Maidim. Noidu l'cha, we praise you, nesaperti l'secha, and we'll talk about your praises, al nishmeisenu apakudas l'ch, on our neshamas that were given over to you, hatayu ki l'chol rachamecha, and you're the ultimate good one whose mercy never ends and always finds a way to return our neshamas to us.